What's up, girl?
Hey, honey.
Gotta start with Empire.
Yes, because so much Empire is just popping off, right?
Oh, man. We're getting ready for the September launch of the season
2. I know September will not come fast enough, because we're trying to figure out how two of our favorite characters,
right,
they're now engaged in real life.
Yes. Trey Byers and Grace, I think it's Geely, they play Andre and Anika.
Right.
Boo Boo Kitty. They are engaged.
Yeah.
You know, and we know that the show is fake.
But they have
brought that show into reality almost.
Right. So that they're so easily identifiable with their character.
They're
Boo Boo
performing
Kitty.
Out there.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's very meta. So it's going to be hard for, I don't know, maybe not.
I wonder how the producers and writers.
I know. I wonder, did they keep it secret, under wraps?
Right, because it's become more than a show. They've taken this show into the real life world. They're performing at events, at award ceremonies.
And speaking of award ceremonies, Hakeem, see, I'm calling them by the real name,
their
fake names, because they're performing as those characters,
It gets blurred.
It gets blurred lines.
Right.
So it is going to be interesting.
Yeah, really.
Blurred lines.
It's going to be interesting.
Right, because those Hakeem and Jamal are performing at the Kids Teen Choice Awards.
That's what I'm saying. They have bought the Empire show into real life. We have this blurring of the lines, but now we have Anika and Andre.
Getting
engaged.
Ready to marry.
Yeah,
they're engaged.
So,
which is engaging us. So it's very interesting. But Empire is really ramping it up, and
it's
really time.
It is time,
because now they've got the Empire bus going from city to city, having people audition for a chance to be on the second season of the show as a recording artist. Who's our next Empire artist? I know.
What an opportunity!
It's so much going on, and they're doing portraits of everybody, the Emmy edition of portraits for E! Online.
Right.
Different things like that.
Well, then they got the guest spots. We got Chris Rock's going to be on season 2, Alicia Keys, Ludacris. I mean, we have all of these people.
And it just doesn't stop. And Ludacris is playing like a CO, like a prison guard.
I know.
And Chris Rock is playing a fellow prisoner.
Oh,
I know. I can't wait to see how it shakes up, because those writers really know how to stoke a fire.
Oh,
and I can't wait to see what Wendy Calhoun of Dallas fame has up her sleeves for this one.
It's got to be really hot, I know it is.
Now, okay, you remember I brought up Mr. Robinson last time.
I really
love the show, okay?
I
have watched so much of the show, I feel like I'm still going to watch it again, because I want to see product placement. I want to see how the commercials work out. I want to see how other people like it in real time, when they're tweeting along.
Right, because you've watched the
Right, I've watched the first six episodes. August 5th. I'm talking next week.
Next week.
It's coming up.
Do we know what day and
time? August 5th is what I can tell you.
Yeah.
That's what I can remember. I think it's 8.
I got to watch this, because you are too.
I'm telling you, just set your DVR.
Okay.
You like the way I said that, DVR? How did that
come
out?
Yeah, I think that might, that might be a Wednesday.
Yeah, it sounds like, yep.
I wonder what they're going to be competing with.
It's a Wednesday night. I wonder, too.
Well, that's Scandal, but I don't know.
But they're starting so early that they're just getting a jump out on
People. Because they're going to need to hook people, because I think Scandal might be a Wednesday.
But it's a comedy, so it's good counter programming.
God, I got a lot of Wednesday shows.
Yeah, I know.
I got all my Little Women shows on Wednesday.
I know. Have not.
Have you caught up yet?
Of course I'm not caught up. I have seen the first two.
I will tell you. Okay, good, because I'm telling you, this is probably my best season so far.
Really?
Yes. I mean, everybody's interesting. We have Candace.
I love that.
Candace, she's lying to Benny and her mom, saying, I'm working at this great law firm. That's how I got all this money. But, of course,
we know how she got
blackmailed.
Blackmail, extortion, torture. She did it all.
So, but she actually took Benny, had them set up this fake law practice for her. And, so she went in there, borrowed some woman's office now and everything. It was crazy. But she bought Benny a towing business.
Right. I remember her. Yeah. That was her being on the phone buying that
She bought the towing business.
Yeah.
But he was like, he didn't want to take it unless she could prove she was working. So that's why she set this elaborate scheme up to fake like she was working at this law firm. But it ended with a cliffhanger, because Benny is driving with, I don't even remember that guy. It's the guy that Candace has the baby with.
Oh, yeah.
crazy guy.
Yeah.
Benny's driving with him, trying to scare him because he wants to know where Candace's baby is.
Right.
And they get in this accident. Car rolls and rolls and rolls. And I said, Lord, don't let Benny end up back in the hospital. Right. He spent almost season two in the hospital.
They like him in the hospital.
I mean, it's a bad accident.
It's because they can take his shirt off when they do the ERC.
Veronica went and bought a house. You know, she burnt up the other house. Yeah. Jake is in prison because the dad paid the cops to scare him. Somebody's trying to rape him right now. Fake. It's all fake,
It's all fake, right.
But anyway, but that's what's going on. It's hot.
Are these the worst parents you've ever seen on television?
They are. They've made a lot of grave mistakes with that. They spoiled those kids.
And now they're trying to, like, shock and awe them, into acting correctly.
Right, exactly.
When they should have been checking their behavior when they were five, six, and seven.
I mean, they just were spoiled kids.
It's too late now.
It's too late.
Even they have not spoiled the kids.
But Jake is in there crying like a baby. He don't want to be raped, so there you go on that. But that's what's going on. It's hot.
Yeah. You saw Netflix, bless their hearts, they've got all of their new summer viewing coming out, too. And, well, not new summer viewing, but they've got new fall shows. Like, Netflix is turning into, like, another network, so to say.
Oh, okay.
Pretty soon, you're not going to need your TV to watch TV.
I know. And you probably could save some money.
Yeah. Lots of money. Like, cut the cord. I know plenty of people who've cut the cord.
I'm going to start looking at my bill, actually.
Because, I mean, think about it. You got Fox Now on your phone. I've got Hulu. I've got Netflix.
Yeah.
I've got Crackle.
There's ways you can do this. You could
Crackle barely had real movies on it. Now they've got their first original series.
And I think HBO kind of branched out where you can go at them alone if you want to.
Exactly.
You don't need to go through one of these cable providers for HBO.
Well, we'll see. I'll let you know
what
happens.
I'm going to do some checking around on that, though.
I know.
Well, we got a lot of news.
We do.
The Cincinnati cop.
At least he turned himself in.
Right. He did. He was indicted.
He was
indicted. On a murder charge.
I watched the video, and I'm telling you, we were talking about this earlier. The video... The people walking around with phones in their hands has changed everything about policing.
They really have.
This is stuff I think that has been happening, but it's now coming to light.
Right.
Like, it was like an urban legend beforehand, like only the black
people
were talking
about it. But in certain communities, you knew it was
that way.
Right.
And now it's like, I mean, he stopped the guy for not having a front license
plate. Dude got killed over that.
Exactly. Same thing with Sandra Bland. You think about, she got stopped for not using a signal light to make a lane change. Girl, I was driving the other day, and I swear I turned on my signal light. I just kept it on.
You better stop. We can't have that kind of paranoia. They're going to get you for not turning next.
Exactly. But that's the thing.
There's obviously, I hate a lot of things about what's going on now.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's a lot of good cops. There's more good cops than there are bad cops.
But look at that list of recent incidents.
There's a lot of incidents. Yeah. And another question I have is, don't they realize they have body cameras on?
Right. Don't they realize they have dash cams?
They realize there's dash cams. But this is still going on.
Yeah. I think it's just something ingrained in them, and that they forget the cameras are there.
They get so caught up in the moment, man.
Yeah.
But you know, and it is, and I wonder, and I think there's been some stories written on this about what this is doing as far as recruiting people to be police
officers.
Well,
we have had some stories on that. Like, several places are hiring with good salaries, but they can't get anyone to get the job.
And that's a shame to me, because I know there's a lot of really good police officers
really
out there.
Good police
but you
officers.
Have these cases that are just taking everything.
Well, and
so.
There's always. Someone told me a long time ago, mm-hmm. when people are good, it doesn't make news, because people are inherently good. But when they're bad, that's when it makes the news.
The news is what's unusual. Just like I tell people, when little Sally makes it to school, it's not news.
It's not news.
But let somebody snatch little Sally on the way to school,
that's news. And it's sad, and it's true.
Right.
But kind of like, you know, Cecil the Lion. This man killed the lion, a dentist.
Oh, boy.
I am so mad at him.
Oh, girl.
Because now, video evidence, all the evidence again, shows that he lured this lion away from the natural habitat.
They had some meat strapped to the bumper or something, and they lured the lion out. But you know, my thing is, the way I was raised, what people say, if you kill it, eat it.
Right.
But this was just some...
This was sport.
Yeah, it was a sport.
It wasn't even sport, because you know why? The lion didn't have a gun.
I know. And then apparently shot the lion with the arrow, and then they tracked it for 40 miles.
And decap-
then yeah. found it and then shot it with a gun. But
it's that's not,
you know,
that's
some people say, well, you have to
fittest.
Understand the sport. But anyway, this dentist, and I think he's in lives in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. He is, I mean, people are furious. And they have actually put up a shrine outside his dental practice, which he closed today.
Yeah. He says he's getting
threats. Yeah, he kept
it
closed today because he was getting threats.
He should have to undergo like 5 root canals.
Yeah, but you know, is we just heard about this one because the lion is sort of like a celebrity
in
the animal world because they were tracking him
and
you know,
monitoring his habits.
Yeah.
And he even
but this
had
is
names.
Happening.
Other,
this
lion.
Is happened. This has happened before. It's just that I guess they mess with
again,
the wrong lion.
Again, like we mentioned, you've got now you have video. And people being able to shoot this stuff across the world just by a simple tweet.
Right. And the technology, too, the technology with them tracking this lion.
Yeah.
They felt, this is our lion, and all of a sudden this lion's dead.
Yeah.
So, we got to watch that one.
And people are outraged. I think people can be outraged by it. They can be outraged by DuBose. We can be outraged about all of these things because these are defenseless people in these situations or defenseless animal in this situation. Right. And outrage, I think, is warranted for that. Bobby Christina, bless her heart.
Oh, she finally died.
Yeah,
I know she's, I think
sad.
She's been in maybe it's a coma. That
yeah,
they were
because it turns
suffering.
Out that she never came out of it. Like the family had said that she came out, but she never really did.
I think the doctors had tried to take her off the medicine, but she couldn't breathe on her. Or there was
a
something.
Couple of hospitals that even turned down the family taking her to those hospitals, probably trying to avoid
I knew when they put her hospice care.
It is a subsequent lawsuit. Yeah, it's just really
when
sad.
When they put her hospice care, I knew it was at
the
22 years
that's
old.
That's just a sad saga all
and
the way
the
around.
And the whole tub thing, you know, Whitney died
yeah,
in the bathtub.
And I really feel bad for Bobby Brown. I mean, I've always thought he got a bum rap, and I really feel, because no father wants to lose their child.
That was
like
the only
that.
Kid they had together.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how that shakes out, because there could be some criminal charges in that one.
Okay, the baby giraffe, how they break the giraffe's neck?
Oh,
I know.
All these horribly sad animal
stories.
I know,
it's like, really? It's like,
well, they said that the giraffe was apparently running around with another little giraffe.
Yeah.
And there was some kind of
Capizzi?
There was some obstruction. There was something out there where the other giraffe dodged it, but he didn't.
And he didn't. But he's a celebrity because he was born on national TV.
Yeah, right. That was televised. I mean, they showed that.
We had a story in today's paper, you know, about them mourning the giraffe.
We sure did.
Because that's at our zoo. And our zoo was just seeming to break new boundaries by becoming very popular.
Well, they got that Africa habitat. Yeah, it's here in
Savannah.
Dallas Morning News or DallasNews.com.
Yeah.
Download the app. It's free and it's wonderful. But our Claire Cardona, she had zoo workers guest warm baby giraffe. There were people from all over coming out and paying their respects. There were businesses bringing over food to the zoo for the workers.
It's really
I know it's hard on them. I mean, I Channel 5 was reporting that the USDA and the Association of Zoos and Aquariums plan to examine the incident.
They're going to check it out.
It
just seems unusual that an animal would break their neck in a protected habitat again.
Well, they say a lot of them don't die in captivity, so.
Right,
you know,
so they're going to check on that.
Well, I hope that's all right, because that's very
sad. There's so much stuff in the paper. We're talking about the Sexpo.
Oh, wow.
The Exotica is like triple X.
And they've had billboards. Apparently, there's a billboard out.
The city tried to stop it. I see the billboard every day because I live down by where it is.
Oh,
and it's like, women are free tomorrow.
I saw that. Don, where you going to be tomorrow? No.
You know,
they're
going to sneak out at lunch.
Well, they're going to have Q&As with... I think some of the dancers.
Yeah,
and,
with
I mean,
dancers
there's,
and.
There's all kind of, they're going to talk about fetishes. There's all kind of stuff
position,
going on.
I'm just saying.
And I know the mayor is not happy he was advised by the city attorney or someone
Bernie,
that they couldn't stop it.
Right. Bernie Sanders is showing up everywhere. You think he'll show up there?
Oh,
a vote is a vote.
You better stop it.
It
is contentious because somebody on the radio said this because apparently the city does not want to discriminate.
Right.
So they said we have to let this go on. But wonder if a group like the KKK came in and wanted
and
to do
they,
a big,
right.
you know, conference or whatever.
Because, you know, they've got people looking in Garland now at the uses of the Coldwell Center. So pretty soon it's going to come down to social mores. And where are you going to be able to have these things? Well, Vegas has one every other day.
Well, they said that this sex expo, this attracts a lot of people. So that is revenue for the city. I mean, although I know some people don't agree with it.
Green talks. Green money folds. Every
actually,
way, no matter where it comes from,
the controversy,
whether it comes in a bunch of dollars or $100 bills.
You
I'm
got
saying.
That right. But the, listen to you, dog. But the controversy has actually got some more attention to it.
Yeah.
So that's like free advertising. I hate to say it.
It really is, but it is. Okay, the NFL hired the first female coach. She's an assistant. I know, but it's really awesome. I really love it. She
that's
played.
Great.
And it's just a mark of another thing that. Whatever you can do, I can do better.
I'm just real excited when I heard that.
I was very excited. I mean, I don't know if it's going to make
season.
Me a fan of the Cardinals, but, you know,
whatever. I might tune in just to watch her, though, just to see her in action.
Maybe. Anyway, there's Tom Brady's suspension was upheld, which I'm kind of glad of, but whatever. But other than that.
Well, look, I want to talk about the Malaysia Airlines flight.
Oh, yeah, because we were on that. We were trying
I've always wondered what happened to that plane.
And now they're just claiming they found some luggage on an island somewhere.
Oh, are they? Is that?
Yeah, that's what I heard this morning on Today Show.
Well, so there's a piece of this wing
that
they said belongs to a plane, the same type of plane as this plane that crashed that we don't know where it's at, and that there's no other plane crashes that it could have come from.
But science is wonderful. They're saying that whatever this debris is, that they can track back to by the tides and things where it might have come from,
so
and perhaps
maybe
find
we could
the rest
see
of it.
The rest of this.
It'll be a resolution for the families and for people like you and me who are just
curious. I've been
kind of
all conspiracy on this.
I know, me
you
too.
Know, I'm like, why hasn't anything floated up? Why haven't we seen any debris, luggage, or just anything? So maybe this is a breakthrough. If not, I'm going back to my conspiracies.
Aquaman,
what? Whoa. Okay. Now, I know you like Marvel. That's a Marvel comic.
That's DC.
DC comic. Oh. You don't like Marvel?
I love Marvel.
Oh, okay.
But that's
you gave me the look.
Aquaman
I guess I should have known
Aquaman
that.
Aquaman is DC.
Okay, I guess I should know my
characters.
Yeah,
because he's like one of the big four. It's Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman.
Oh.
Or DC.
Are they
anyway,
DC? Okay.
Aquaman, he's got a race of his own people, the Atlanteans, who live beneath the sea.
Now, I said conspiracy. I didn't say crazy. Now, my thing.
You just called me crazy.
No. Well, I know you get into your book, your heroes. God bless you on that. God bless.
Girl,
but I know you get into your heroes.
Sometimes I need a break from reality. Cause when
and
I,
I'm going to have to give you that reality right now. Aquaman is not real.
Arthur is king of the seven seas.
Next, you're going to be saying Ant-Man's real. You're going to be hailing ants to come up here.
But see, I don't believe Ant-Man's real. But I believe
like
in me some Aquaman.
Well, I thought somebody said it's possible if the plane would go in the water at the right angle.
That it would just break apart?
That it could land at the bottom and just kind of float down intact.
Okay, now let me pull you
and
back
there's
to
another
reality.
Theory. Well, that's my colleague Matt Haig that said that one.
Well, you know, people know Matt from this show, and Matt might have been playing with this. But
no, he's serious about it.
I think we both have our own outpost of insanity.
Well, what if it's sitting in a hangar somewhere? Wonder somebody.
The Bermuda Triangle, except not in Bermuda.
We don't know.
We don't
and
know.
And until we can tell where this part of this wing came from.
It could be Aquaman. Or the hangar.
Why don't we just say Iron Man came and got it? I do believe.
I'm not talking to you anymore. Bye.
Well, but what? Wait. I hope that it is a part of this plane so that we can bring closure to the families.
Right.
Because
right.
they are.
In all seriousness,
some of them might still be hopeful. In all seriousness.
In all seriousness.
But if it's not, by now something should have floated up.
Something
some piece or something.
Have,
is all I'm saying.
Which means Aquaman and his people could be holding on to it and could have repurposed
it somehow.
See, I'm
going to keep you away from DC Comics, Marvel Comics, and all those other people. Girl, something local I want to talk about.
Okay.
Selfie sticks. Do you use a selfie stick?
No.
I don't either.
Because they're unwieldy.
I know, but they're so cool. But Six Flags has said no selfie sticks.
And other people have just...
Is it
don't
because they're
to
dangerous people just
people just and all they're thinking about is getting a good picture of themselves and they're hitting the person in front of them and
they're
head.
So awkward.
Look, I went into a club one time and they were searching through my purse and I always carry a shoehorn just in case a shoe sale breaks out. And I'm just saying, I do. And this woman in the club actually took my shoehorn. I'm like, what am I going to do with the shoehorn? You got shoes and now I need to try on? What am I going to do with the shoehorn? She's like, it could be used as a weapon. What am I going to do, scoop somebody?
But they can take in a selfie stick.
Right. You can take in a selfie stick and beat me in the head with it, but I can't take in a shoehorn one.
I don't agree. Selfie sticks are all right. And when I see one, I'm saying, well, that's kind of cool, but I've never tried it.
I mean,
but anyway, Six Flags said, keep your selfie stick at home.
Yeah, I have mastered the art of taking selfies. I don't need a selfie stick, you know. In fact, let's do one right now.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like it. All right.
We're going to have to reach across here.
That'll be fine. It'll be fine. Wait a minute. Wait
Where
a minute.
Am I that's at?
Right here. Right here. Tommy's looking at us like we're crazy.
I see Tommy. I don't see us.
I know, because it won't turn
around.
Let
me see.
Is that right there? Okay. Okay, there it is. Hey. See, okay. Selfie. Oh, is that my finger? What's that?
That's your finger.
What the hell is that?
It's on my mouth, girl.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go. All right.
Selfie.
All right.
Anyway, girl.
We're done.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.